Glenn Carlton on Triple M.
There's a process in Parliament called Senate Estimates, and effectively what it means is a panel of representative senators from across the political spectrum have the opportunity to grill various department heads and representatives of government departments, government agencies, etc. Yesterday, the Royal Australian Air Force was up for a bit of a grilling at Senate Estimates, and I have a funny feeling probably weren't expecting the kinds of questions that came from the Green Senator from here in Tassie, Peter Whish-Wilson. He wanted to know, the Senator wanted to know of the Defence Chiefs, the Air Force Chiefs, whether we were going to follow the Pentagon and start formally investigating UFOs. Now, you're perhaps familiar with the Pentagon releasing a bunch of videos, predominantly taken from warships and aircraft, fighter aircraft, that show phenomena that they can't explain. We don't know what this is. Yes, the footage is genuine. Yes, it was taken from a military aircraft, but we have no idea what we're actually looking at. So the senator was asking lots of questions of the military, and I've got him on the line now. Peter Whish-Wilson, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, Brian. How are you?
Well, thanks. What on earth prompted this line of questioning? Because as Maurice Payne said a little later, I think it was, I've 20 years of Parliament, I've never heard this subject come up. Why did it yesterday?
Well, it's a really interesting question, and I didn't have a lot of time in the Senate to explain why or what my motivation was. But firstly, before I do that, Brian, it is in the last 3 months since we've had estimates, this report has been released in the US. There's been a big lead up to the report. You know, a lot of military personnel have been talking about this for a while, and clearly the Department of Defense and the intelligence agencies have now tabled this report and declassified a lot of information. So it's been reported on broadly around the world. It's been noted here in Australia, and they've set up a process over there where especially pilots and military personnel can formally report without stigma any frequent sightings.
Okay.
And I just thought, well, look, you know, we're close allies with the US. Did our government have anything to say about this report? And do we do a similar thing here, or have we had some kind of secret process where we've also noted observations by, for example, our Air Force pilots or other military personnel?
And what was the response to the question?
Well, he was very surprised. Look, I wondered if maybe I should have given them the questions in advance and given them time to prepare, but I felt like, you know, he hadn't read the report, which I thought was really interesting. As the head of Air Force, I was really surprised he hadn't read the report. He did say, however, later on questioning that he'd watched the videos. So clearly he was interested in it from a pilot's perspective or from a...
If you have any interest in basic physics or, you know, subjects like ballistics, things like that, of course you're going to be interested, because the videos are showing objects like the Tic Tac video, the famous Tic Tac video, doing things that if there was any kind of organism inside that craft, if it was a craft, the G-forces would turn them into mush. It's doing things that are sort of beyond the known laws of physics, at least as we understand them.
Oh. Well, that's right. And look, you know, 144 cases were declassified in this report, and only one was positively identified. And the Pentagon are admitting that this, you know, on all intents and purposes, looks like an advanced technology, and they literally just don't know what it is. So that's got a lot of really conservative US politicians and senators worried that it could be a threat to their national security. Certainly, the report said it's clearly a threat to aerial navigation and safety, which I think is quite significant. They don't know what these things are, and they're out there. So, but getting back to the Tic Tac, Brian, I'll explain why I asked the question. Over 20 years ago, a friend of mine who I grew up with, he went into the Special Forces. He went to Iraq and he went to East Timor. He told me over 20 years ago he was on exercise. He didn't tell me exactly where it was, of course, on a boat. At early in the morning, they basically were followed by a metallic Tic Tac type object. And he told me about this years ago, and I thought, well, he said he was turned, you know, him and his mates really didn't do anything about it because they were too embarrassed.
Yeah, wildly underreported, these kind of things. Yeah.
Well, correct. So, I was back in WA in July, so a month after the Pentagon report was released, and I caught up with him for a beer, and he said, "Mate, do you remember when I told you about this?" I said, "Yes, I do," because it was out of character for you, because he's a no-nonsense kind of fella. Mm-hmm. And he said, "Well, mate, that, you know, it's out there now. People are talking about it. There are a lot of people I know in the services that have seen similar things. And that object looked very much, that metallic object I told you about looked very much like what I saw." And so I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to ask some questions about this.
Very interesting. The time period involved between his claimed sighting of the Tic Tac and the more recent ones it would indicate that it's been around a little bit longer than just you know, some recent development by the Chinese or the Russians that's caught everyone, you know, blindside. It's such a fascinating topic. Well, the formal response from Mel Hupfield, the air marshal that you were grilling yesterday in estimates, just get a sense of the reaction for those who didn't see the pictures. Was there a look on his face that was a little surprised? Was there any change in demeanour that indicated that this was a bit of a sensitive subject that he preferred not to talk about? Just the vibe.
Yeah, it was hard to tell because I was doing it remotely.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't in the room, Brian, but I think if anything, he seemed to be kind of dishing it. Like he, as a pilot, he just said he wasn't convinced by the footage that he'd seen on the that had been released by the Pentagon by other fighter pilots. It's also worth saying, Brian, that in that report, it mentioned the reason the Pentagon took this seriously, or the US government did, was because a number of military exercises had to be cancelled because of these observations. Mm. So in other words, you know, their training had to be stopped because of what they'd seen. Like, that's really serious. So I asked him, had the similar thing happen here? And he said, not that he was aware of. He kept saying, not that I'm aware of. So what I've asked him to do is to go away. And I'm going to put some quite detailed questions to them on notice. Someone surely in the Defense Department has looked at this report, has spoken to US intelligence agencies and their counterparts in Department of Defense, and has a better idea about what potentially could be going on here. And I think we should know about it.
The subject, I've been doing these kind of open line shows for, 31 years now. And I think it was on my second show where this subject came up. And the number of people who phoned in just saying, yeah, I've seen it, was extraordinary. And I'm a bit of a skeptic. So it was one of those, wow, this is a bit eye-opening. Peter, just very quickly.
I'm the same, Brian. I'll be honest with you. I can't quite bring myself to believe, but I get exactly the same thing. I get all people saying to me the same thing. And my mate, I trust him and know him so well. He's just a no bullshit kind of guy. I just don't think he would have brought it up with me unless it was real.
Quick one. The Jindalee Operational Radar Network, otherwise known as JAWN, that sits up on the northwest coast. You asked a question as to whether they were able to detect the UFOs or what do they call them now? UAPs.
Yes, we've got to destigmatize them by calling them UAPs.
Come on.
Unidentified aerial phenomena.
Yeah, that. does the radar have the capacity to detect them? Did you get an answer to that question?
I'm going to put more detailed questions to him. He didn't answer the question I felt.
Okay.
He said yes, it's designed to pick up fast-flying objects, but we would need to know the specification of the object to be sure. In other words, he's saying you'll never know because we don't know what these things are.
Right, so we're talking about known unknowns and unknown unknowns, aren't we
are, Brian, okay. But no one in the world's got a radar system like this that basically scans the whole horizon. So there must be an incredible data set there. So if these things are out there, I reckon our government does know about it.
I'd be most interested to see the response to that suite of questions you're going to put forward on notice. Thank you. Can we reconvene once you've got some kind of response to them? I'd very much enjoy that.
Brian. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate it. Good on
you. Right. Thanks,
mate. Senator Peter Wish Wilson, Green Senator, who was grilling the Air Force yesterday in Senate estimates about the existence of UFOs.
From Hobart, 6 a.m. weekdays, Brian Carlton, the Spoon Man, on 107.3 Triple M.